السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بفضيلة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti sahab, on this beautiful day of Jummah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Mota. On this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, the 12th of Shawwal, 1446, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, the 12th of Shawwal, 1446, we focus on chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, and verses 51 to verse 54. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, tomorrow, Saturday, we will complete the Surah and the chapter. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Verily the people of taqwa. What is the meaning of taqwa? Those who fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah and the obligations of people simultaneously. The word simultaneously must be underscored and underlined, because normally people, if they're very meticulous, particular about the obligations of Almighty Allah, then they normally violate the rights of creation. If they fulfill the rights of creation, then they do not worry too much about the obligations of Almighty Allah. We have to fulfill both the rights of Creator and creation simultaneously. Or fulfill all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. So that is an easy way to understand what is meant by taqwa. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, when a person has iman, faith and taqwa, then what is awaiting for him? And Almighty Allah promises this, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. They will be in such palatial, beautiful homes where there will be everlasting peace and there will be no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. So that is the meaning of فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Fi jannati wa uyun, they will be in those gardens that are beyond perception, comprehension. Now we sit here in the north coast and we admire the ocean, we admire the flora and the fauna, we admire so many things, but always there will be some worry, some sorry that this happened, this person passed away, that person is so ill and so sick and so forth, or we have some other challenges in life. There, everything according to our wants, fancies and desires, for the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fi jannati wa uyun, and there the springs will be there. Different times, beyond our perception, comprehension, and it will be there forever and ever. Quran Kareem teaches us, once we enter Jannah and Paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ, and there they will be wearing the clothing of genuine silk. Which type of silk? Almighty Allah teaches us, يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسُ وَإِسْتَبْرَقُ, and they will be wearing the clothing مِنْ سُنْدُسُ. Sundus means رَفِيقَ الْحَرِيرُ, the fine quality of silk. Now not fine quality of silk of this world, this is of Jannah and of Paradise beyond perception, comprehension and definition. واستبرق and غليظ الحرير, and that will be the sixth type of servant, and this is all how to honor his guest. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says that نُزُولًا مِّن غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ, this is hospitality from his side. Yeah, in this world, we did everything or tried to do everything. Allah said, do this, do that, do everything. 2 rakat, we said, yes, na'am. 3 rakat, yes. 4 rakat, yes. Eat halal and tayyiba. Stay away from haram. Now, tomorrow, on day of justice, and when we are entering Jannah and Paradise, Allah forbid, we can never ever use the word command. But we can request from Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, I want this, Ya Allah, I want this. Allah, out of His grace, mercy, benevolence, will grant us this. Because we are His guest here in this world. We are the guest of people. How they honor us. So we just take the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, Allah, Jalla Allah, grant him complete shifa. They go out of their way to make our lives so comfortable. So may Almighty Allah grant them reward in this world in the year after. Now what do we think about Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? So they will wear this clothing there, the fine quality one, the thick quality one, but the qabilin, and they'll be facing one another. And they'll be walking, talking, everything. The eating, drinking there is not because of thirst or because of hunger. Nay, it's like a connoisseur. Me and you, we have a sumptuous lunch. And 7 course, 8 course, 9 course, and then they bring the ice cream, they bring the dessert. But that is not we are hungry or thirsty, that now we just want to taste it. Allah sabirul istilzad, that the pleasure we get out of it. So if that is the law in this world, then what do you think will happen in Jannah? And you know in this world also, that what will happen, no wife, no life. So Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, we know Adam and Eve in English. So he, Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was created on a Friday by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala himself. And thereafter he was alone. But Ya Allah, I'm lonely and need a spouse. So Almighty Allah created from his soul, so Rabb, you know. And we find that Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha was created, خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا, and from him, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Allah created her. You must remember Eve, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu ta'ala, is enshrined in the noble Quran and mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and various compilations. So we don't have to be people who compromise and be apologetic what is in the Quran Sharif. We believe it, whether it sounds logical or it is supra-logical. So that is our belief. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, chapter number 7, Surah A'raf. And that is chapter 7 and verse number 189, if you want further reference of it. Chapter 7, verse 189. So now, Ya Allah, I want, so Allah created Sayyida Hawa. H-A-W-W-A, Ha, wow, what a tajdeed, what a shadda, Hawa, like that you must pronounce your wife's name properly. So Hawa, so Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha was created. He, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, wants to go in that direction. Stop! Hey Allah, I'm stopping. We have to perform your nikah. So Allah Jalla wala performed the nikah of Adam and Eve, the marriage ceremony day in Jannah and Paradise. And remember that now you have to pay mahar, the marital gift. How much is the marital gift? Ya Allah Jalla Wala, send 20, 30, 25. So different kitabs wrote, but it means more than 20 or whatever. Salawat, Durood Sharif, and salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, sent durood, salawat, salutation. O Ummah, did you send durood and salawat? Today is Jumu'ah, Friday. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood ibn Majah. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-Jumu'ah. Read abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Allah says, I'll give you everything. فذلك سمل لي ما وزوجناهم بحور عين. We will perform your nikah with a beautiful damsel, the women of Jannah. وزوجناهم, the institution of nikah will continue even there in Jannah and Paradise. Can you imagine? It is the month of Shawwal, it is Jumu'ah, and at we at Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So between 10 and 10:30, we have a slot there in the program, the Mawzahika Nikah announcement. So all of you, your children, grandchildren getting married today, Saturday, Sunday, next week, anytime. So till next week, Thursday. So send in your invitations, the announcement there. We won't come, but practice on the Sunnah, Hadith in Tirmidhi. A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. Waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah ceremony and the marriage ceremony day in the masajid, in the mosque. Rawahu Tirmidhi. So yeah, also Allah is saying that yeah, in this world I perform the nikah, you perform the nikah, the ulama of the various organizations perform the nikah. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. So حُور, حُور means they'll be fair, fair in complexion. So beautiful, indeed, they will have big, big eyes, beautiful eyes. That, you know what is beauty? Beauty is what you see and with your eyes. Even if there's an optical illusion, to me she might not look so impressive, but you are madly in love with her. So that is, so beauty is in the eye of the beholder, as they say. So وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. So you, the husband, you will have your popi, you will have your wife, your darling, your sweetheart. You, the your wife, you will be the queen of all this hood. Umme Salama radiallahu anha asked, Allama Qurtubi has mentioned in the work called At-Tazkira, that she said, Ya Rasulullah, we, the women of this world, are we superior or these damsels of Jannah, the Hura'in, are they superior? He, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you are superior. So why are you superior? You are superior because li salati kunna, wa li siyami kunna, wa li salafati kunna, because of your salat, because of your fasting, because of your charity, because of your good deeds, and they will be under you. So that will be your greatness. In this world you have 2, 3, 4, 5 domestic. So now there are thousands and hundreds you will have, inshaAllah. No jealousy, no envy, no worry, no sorry. So you know, yeah, in this world if you have 2 wives and all that, then bichara, the husband, he has to go into vakobari manito. He has to go into half ruku, you know, that bow down. Because this wife is complaining of that one. Then no worries, nothing. وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Allah removes everything, all the kudurat, all the malice, rancor, hatred, jealousy, everything is out. Peaceful, everlasting bliss, everlasting pleasure, joy and happiness. Allahumma ij'alna minhum, all may Allah jalla wa'ala make us from them. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 12th of Shawwal, 1446, the day of Jumu'ah al-Mubarakah, and it is Friday today, mashallah. So we say this, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. 50 plus people martyred, murdered yesterday by the Juptas, Harabis, Israeli, diaper force, the super terrorists, and the swines and the pigs. Every day call them pigs. They must know that is the term Quran uses for them. Chapter 5, verse number 60. China, Trump is trumpeting away, and now it is becoming a joke. So the tariffs goes up for China, 145% now. You see that? So try China will retaliate, they're telling Trump to go to hell. The more you increasing the tariffs, so the Wall Street is sliding. So they're losing millions, billions, trillions of dollars daily. So the Trump's policy is an own goal upon own goal. And inshallah, it will lead to civil war in America, inshallah. People who are pro-Palestinian protesters, imagine in America you can be charged. Can you believe that? What happened to your First Amendment? What happened to your freedom of expression? What happened to your human rights and so forth? All cheap talk, you must remember that. We saw you whiteies, we saw your westerners, we saw all your system. It stinks from Washington right till Tel Aviv, you haramis, you swine. And when there is a genocide unfolding in front of your eyes, on your screens, and you do nothing and you side with the oppressor, to me, you don't even belong to the human race. You are a subhuman, you harami. You're worse than a swine also. Ulaika kal an'ami balhum adal. So that is, we have to call them out. Bibi, the war criminal, Netanyahu, Setanyahu, he slams the Canadian Prime Minister Carney over his comments on genocide. It's the truth, it must hurt you. Obviously, you are guilty. You are the biggest harami. You and Trump and Biden and Blinken and George Bush and all of you, Tony Blair and all of you, Dick Cheney and all that below. Trump says we're dealing with the hostages. How are they dealing? The New York Times writes, listen carefully, the Haaretz carried this article. The Haaretz and I think New York Times is definite. U.S. offered Hamas 100 prisoners for American hostages. You know you got American guys there. Okay, release them, we'll give you 100. Hamas say, go to hell, we want 1,000. So that's how you deal with Americans, you see there. You supply Israel with everything. You give them financial support. You give them arms. You give them everything to come and murder, kill our babies, our children, steal everything of ours. And then you want only 100%. You say, go to hell. So we want 1,000. They didn't say 1,000. I'm saying 1,000. That is how you deal with these Americans and so forth. You must talk tough with them. You see, like Putin, like China and so forth. Then you get things going. Israel destroys the water facilities there in Gaza. Who commits crimes like this? So, you know, war crimes, you must remember. Starvation, then no water, steal whatever you want to, and you still are the good guy in the Western media, the Zionist media. They are a cursed nation, murderers of prophets and messengers. Imagine now no water in certain parts of Gaza and so forth, and they're proud about it. Listen to the next one. October 7th, victims say they're going to sue a Palestinian American billionaire. So we, the Palestinians, must sue the American government, must sue the British, must sue everyone in the Western world for supporting Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children for almost 80 years. So that is what we must do. So the prisoners who arrived in the hospital, right? They're showing signs of torture. These are Palestinians, and you just look at them, you will see that they have been tortured and persecuted by the Israelis. According to the Haaretz newspaper, Qatar told Hamas to keep Israeli hostages. So it is me also, I will tell them that. Keep as many, take more. You understand, if you catch any jutla, take him again. So that is the lesson they must teach them. Saudi Arabia woke up from their slumber. They say for you foreigners this year, 14, 46, 20, 25, six different Hajj packages, you understand, are on offer on the Nusuk app. So those of you foreign countries going for Hajj, so look at the Nusuk app and see which one suits your pocket and so forth. Already you can see the rows and ructions appearing. Certain members of the Israeli Air Force, the reservists, they said, that we must stop this war and it's genocide. So they fired them. How many people are you going to fire? Trump must choose between Bibi, Netanyahu, the war criminal, and Israel. Haaretz newspaper. Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hafidahullah, has said, and we agree 100% with his fatwa, always said he's one of the greatest ulama alive. I don't agree with certain fatwas of his, but he's a very, very great scholar, remember that. So Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hafidahullah, passed the international fatwa. He said, all Muslim countries, all Arab countries, your armies must be used for jihad and against Israel. That's obligatory upon you, and you must do that. So what good is your army if you can't use it now against Israel? It means you're good for nothing. So remember that. Well done to Mufti Taqi Usmani for that. Tucker Carlson says, you know Tucker Carlson, he left Fox TV and nice independent. He says, the truth be told, the U.S. has lost the war against Russia. Which war they lost? The Ukrainian war. You see, this was never a war of Putin and Russia against Ukraine. It was always a war of Russia against America. And they lost. and they lost credibility, you see that? So that is the Taliban beat them, now remember beat America, now Putin is hitting the daylights out of them. That's why we support Putin. Anybody harms America, harms Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, Kafir, Shia, whoever, we will support them. We make our stance very clear. India, when they had good ties, you must remember, was Bangladesh, was the female prime ministers there, then they allow their ships and everything, you come in, out, all that, no taxes, nothing. So they've withdrawn all that. Now they say the tariffs are too high. And now, but remember the politics have changed also, so India has withdrawn that policy. Okay, let's come to South Africa and see what is happening. We start on a very sad note and a very happy note. Our brother Musa Abu Bakr, he passed away there in Makkah Mukarramah last night after Isha, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Wazi Salatul Janaza. He went to Umrah, performed Umrah. He's our family, you know. So how he becomes our family, my wife, her nephew, Maulana Ayyub Ovi of Port Shepstone, so is Maulana Ayyub Ovi's brother-in-law, wife's brother, this brother Musa Abu Bakr, so he passed away, you see. So that is the type of death we should cry for, beg Allah, ya Allah grant us death in Medina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarramah, in Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Take us with Iman and Islam, and Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Obviously, the family feels sad, the father passed away, or the brother passed away, or uncle passed away. But the other side, we say, ye maut to qabil rashk, it's an envious death. So that is why one side sad, and one side happy also, that Allah Ta'ala make us from them, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh, Almighty Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith and saying of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Musnad Ahmad, Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in the life. The day we come to meet you, meaning when our death takes place. You see, yesterday I was very happy in the morning. I spoke to my Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Muftizad Haqsab, you know, breakfast time, 6:45 or so yesterday morning. And then I spent an hour yesterday with my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. He gets so happy, you know. So that is what we must learn. Always keep contact. When we have the du'as of our teachers, our parents, our elders, then inshallah we will go on the right path. Pick and pay, they showed their true colors again with the Passover. Certain stores, you must remember, displaying the Israeli flag and the Israeli colors and so forth, the blue and white. And you Muslim, you sell out, you traitor. Can't you see what they are doing there? You blind or what? So what the hell are you doing in pick and pay? What are you doing in McDonald's? What are you doing in KFC and Starbucks? What the hell are you doing in Woolworths and all that? These are the people who support Israel. We must make our stance clear. We're not going to support you. We will boycott you. We will bring you to your knees. And everyone who is linked in supporting Israel, America, we will teach you a lesson you will never ever forget. The DA now fires the first shot in Selvo. They say there has to be certain reshuffling there in the cabinet of GNU. So that will continue all the time, you must remember. The program today, inshallah, 11:25. So 11:22 or so, Adhan will go. So 11:25, South African time, will be the khutbah sermon from Makkah Mukarramah. Today will be Sheikh Mahir from Makkah Mukarramah. Then Sheikh Suleiman Al-Muhanna in Medina, we take Makkah. So inshallah, after the khutbah state will be translation, and thereafter the dua. And inshallah, that will be on Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Then I will be there, inshallah, with my brother Zamir. So inshallah, at the Lalusha Masjid, and that is the way Muhammad Venka is the Imam. There is Masjid, you know. So Fath, so inshallah, 12:10 is Adhan. 12:15 will be the lecture, and then the khutbah and salat and so forth. So all that will be live, inshallah, inshallah, on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah. Easy, just say from 12:10 to, you know, 1 o'clock or whatever, 5 past 1 or whatever. So that will be the program, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So today, and then tonight, insha'Allah, we will be moving to Spingo Beach, and then on Ismail Karim, my nephew, my sister, son, mashallah. So he told me the Imam there in Nurul Islam Masjid in the Menzim Toti is Sheikh Bukhari, and he qualified, graduated at Darul Newcastle, mashallah. So 7:30 is the Isha Salat, so that program will go live on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, inshaAllah. Jima Salim, we have 15 minutes left, so let's call it up, inshaAllah, with the Q&A.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to eat prayed fish?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I see our people are here in Durban by the ocean, so they're already feeling hungry, or they're looking at the fish, you know. So remember, like, you know, people say ginger beer. But ginger beer is not a beer, it's just a name that. So how you eat it, you must remember, how you drink it, so it's permissible, obviously. So that is ginger beer. So crayfish doesn't mean that it belongs to the fish family. So according to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, your crayfish and lobster and all crabs and all these type of things, all permissible, majority scholars. For Hanafis only, they say that it has to belong to the fish family. And when you investigate and make a thorough research, you will find that this crayfish and lobster and crabs and all these type of things, they don't fall in the category of a fish. Hence, Hanafis say not permissible and one must abstain. And majority scholars, Maliki, Shafi, somebody say permissible for Muslim consumption.
Okay, please advise, is artificial insemination permissible?
You know artificial insemination, how it works. A couple are married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, no children. And now the doctors tell them, okay, that we will do it artificial insemination. So the husband has to go and masturbate. So the question around masturbation permissible, not permissible. Second one is the doctor tells you that you must remember the gynecologist, doctor, whatever you call. So you must remember that they're going to use your sperm. Who's got guarantee they're going to use your sperm? Many a time we read in the newspaper and certain magazines and so forth, the doctor used his own sperm. So you must remember, so that is akin to adultery. Imagine somebody else's sperm beside your husband has entered your body, old lady. So therefore, looking at all this, our verdict on this issue is not permissible. You must accept the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And what is the decree? Yesterday I went, mashallah, to, you know, my niece's place, you see, here in Sherwood. And her daughter, so my niece's daughter, she gave birth to a baby boy, you see. So I had to go there, make some duas and so forth, and all the name of the baby is Hamza. So, whatever Allah gives, chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, verses 49-50, see what Allah says. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. When Allah gives you a gift and gives you a daughter, so your first one, you see, Ikhlas, Muhammad Ikhlas Hadisab, his son, Mawlana Umar. So Mawlana Umar's wife gave birth to baby girl. First child, baby girl, Maliya. So we say, SubhanAllah, very, very good. So that's a good omen, a good sign. When the first child is a daughter, baby girl. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. And then sometimes Allah gives as a gift a baby boy, you see. Then sometimes Allah gives that couple, oh, يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكُرَانَهُ وَإِنَاثًا. You have sons only, you have daughters only. And sometimes you have sons and daughters also. And some people, I fall in this last category, وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And Allah Ta'ala gives you barren, no children. You must serve the ummah. People ask, how many children? I tell them 1,000. So they look at me funny, like, you know, that this guy is crazy or what? I say, no, all my students are my spiritual children. You see that? So read Surah 42, verses 49-50. And if you want to continue making dua, there's no harm, obviously. Read chapter number 37, Surah Swafat, after Surah Yasin. And verse 100, رَبِّ هَبَلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah, grant us pious children, grant us normal children, Ya Rab. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam dua, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bless you with whatever you want in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la.
Mufti Sahab, Surah Dukhan, went to read it on a Friday, and if for some reason or the other it was not read, can I read it after Fajr Namaz?
Remember that regarding Surah Dukhan, that every night to read it is excellent. Go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, go open all the books on Fazail al-Quran, you will find من قرأ سورة حاميم الدخان في ليلتين. When you read it at night, after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, or every night basically, then 70,000 angels, 70,000 angels make dua istighfar for you. They make all make Allah, Ya Allah, forgive this person, you see. And on the night of Jumu'ah, there's an added virtue. من قرأ سورة حاميم الدخان ليلة الجمعة غفر له. So that person is forgiven. And open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, easy, you will find all the references there. And open Tirmidhi Sharif, there Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I came to him, the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm learning and forgetting, I'm learning and forgetting. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, read 4 rakat salah. Surah Fatiha, then Surah Yasin, first rakat. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, then Surah Dukhan, you see. So chapter 44. And thereafter you read Surah Fatiha, third rakat, like how we read the Sunnah of Zuhr like that. So the third rakat, Surah Fatiha, thereafter you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, you know, chapter 32, 21st Sukhara. In this sequence you must read. And last rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Mulk. So first Yasin, all after Fatiha obviously. First Surah Yasin, then Surah Dukhan, then after Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, then Surah Tabarak Alladhi. Khalasan, or Khamsan, or Sab'an. You must do it Thursday nights, you see. Either for 3 weeks, consecutive weeks, 5 or 7 weeks. So that way there, then Sayyidina Ali did it, and he says, Fama nasiitu ba'd, I shouldn't forget, Allah blessed me with a powerful retentive memory. Yes, maybe you are traveling, maybe you're ill and sick, and now you couldn't read it, mashallah. So read it Friday morning, Allah Ta'ala knows your intention, and Allah will reward you. So there's no harm in that, but the proper time is at night, when you read it after Maghrib, after Isha, and mashallah, before Fajr time starts, and Sehri ending time, the time expires, for the optimum, maximum reward.
Mufti Sahab, is it necessary to have ghusl after a pap smear test?
Just repeat the question, Maulana Salim, please.
Is it necessary to have ghusl after the gynae has done a pap smear test?
So remember, for you ladies, you know, sometimes your questions are like googlies. You know, when you play cricket, the cricketer sends you a googly. So therefore, I have to just verify the question. So remember, whenever you go for your internal test and your internal checkup and your pap smear and that, Allah knows what in what. So ghusl is not compulsory. Ghusl, taking a bath, is not compulsory. However, your own tabiat, your natural disposition and temperament is such, you feel, no, I should take a bath and so forth. So that is your choice. You take a bath, no problem with that. But is it compulsory and mandatory? No, it is not compulsory, not mandatory for you to take a ghusl after all these internal checkups and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, is offering salah wearing a turban for an imam, is it wajib or sunnah?
Remember that when we study Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find the Master alayhi salatu salam wore turban most of the time. And the only time you will find the Master alayhi salatu salam did not wear when they went Umrah and Hajj and so forth and so on. But none of the four schools say it's wajib. Everybody will agree it is sunnah and so forth. Nor do the Maliki, Shafi's, Hanbalis, Hanafis say it is wajib for the imam, you must wear. So we mustn't make hulu indeed. Hulu means to go to another extreme. Ya ahal al-kitab la taghlu fi dinikum. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Iyakum wal-huluwa. فَإِنَّ الْغُلُوَ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Don't go to one extreme now. Leave everything in its proper perspective. It's sunnah for the men to wear turban. Now you want to make it wajib for compulsory, so we don't agree with that. So deen must be kept in its pristine purity without addition, omission and so forth. And those people who say that no, you mustn't wear turban and you must wear your sheikh's topi and all that, also we don't agree with. Remember that. So that is another hulu on the other side now. Some people are wearing turban, you say, no, don't wear the turban, wear our sheikh's topi. So that also is another hulu, we disagree with that totally also.
Mufti, Mufti Sahib, as a father, how do I distribute my possessions to my children whilst I'm alive?
MashaAllah, the hadith in Muslim Sharif, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wattaqullah, fear Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa adilu bayna awladikum, and make justice among your children. So now I have million rain. So now I got 10 children. You see that? So everyone, 100,000, simple, male or female. So in that way, the justice was done. But it's not always easy. Sometimes some are wealthy, some are not so wealthy. So Islam wants to save that the parent must not get involved in brazen favoritism. You love this child, you know, you give them more. That other child you love, but not so much, you give them less. So Islam doesn't want that. But if they are halal, the one child is sickly, and they know they got many operations and challenges and so forth, you give them more. Not because of favoritism, but because the condition is such, totally permissible. Normal example, I give, one daughter is married to the Mauli Sahib, you know, Maulana. And the one is married to a big shot doctor, engineer, lawyer, all that, the other daughter. So you gave the one who is married to the Maulana double the amount you gave the one who is married to the doctor, lawyer. So totally permissible. Why? You're not doing it because of favoritism, but because of certain conditions and halat and circumstances.
Mufti Sahib, I have a daughter. What criteria should I look for in a boy to give her in nikah?
Subhanallah. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered it both ways. إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَظِيمٌ. When the boy comes to you and the belief structure of that boy is correct, not Shia and Qadiani and Aga Khani and all these non-Muslim characters, although they got Muslim names, and the character of that person is good, the income is good, and the non-natural temperament of the person is good. So get your daughter married to him, even if it's not your own judge. Even if it's not your own judge. I'm Maimon 100%, 110% Maimon. People ask me, you Maimon, your wife is what? I say, assorted biscuits. You see that? So we must understand, look at piety, look at character, look at that. Don't look at dumb mentality, it means nothing that dumb. So if you don't do that, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَظِيمٌ. If you're not going to look at this criteria, then there'll be mayhem, chaos on this earth, authentic hadith still maybe. Hadith Mishkat Sharif Musnad Ahmad, tuntahu al-mar'a li-arba'in. Normally people get married to a lady for four reasons. Limaliha, she is very, very wealthy. She belongs to the who's who, to the highest strata of society. Wali jamaliha, and she's a paragon of beauty. People dream of her, you see that? And you know, when a woman is beautiful and rich, then they also got all their tantas and all their masti in there. So limaliha, wali jamaliha, wali hasabiha, and she belongs to the highest strata of society. But all these are secondary. Look at wali jiniha, her piety, commitment to salat, haya, shame, modesty, all that. Well, first verse with that in deen, you'll be successful if you give deen preference. So that is what Islam teaches us. These worldly things don't get fooled by it. It just comes and goes and all this there. So how many an empire we saw that collapsed in front of our eyes, you see that? So don't make that your number one criteria.
I will take the last question. Is it mustahab to visit the Qabristan on a Friday?
We don't say only mustahab, we say it can be sunnat also, and the dalil is mentioned in the following hadith in Bayhaqi Mishkat Sharif. من زار قبر أبويه أو أحدهما يوم الجمعة غفر له وكتب بارا. So you must remember that whosoever visits the graveyard and the cemetery and goes there where his father is buried, provided that they are Muslims. If they're not Muslim, non-Muslim, then it's haram to go there. Quran says so. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. So when we are in Leeds, and you know, the time is right, and I don't have a program, so then my brother Muhammad Khan, so mashallah, his father, mother buried in one grave. So my mother-in-law is buried there also in Leeds. So then we go after Fajr. And then, من زار قبر أبويه أو أحدهما يوم الجمعة غفر له. Then you are forgiven. You, the son, grandson, or family member, you're forgiven. وَقُتِبَ بَارَ. You're considered as a pious son, you see, grandson, whatever. So the hadith in Bayhaqi, the hadith Mishkan Sharif, that's your reference. And remember in Sunan Nasai, three ahadith, quickly. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ زَائِرَاتِ الْقُبُورِ لَأَنَ اللَّهُ زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ. It's haram for ladies to go to graveyard. Allah's curses on them. And Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, one day walking the opposite direction of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you doing here outside, O Sayyida Fatima? Sayyida, my lovely, my piyari, my sahibzadi. She said, somebody passed away, I went to offer condolences. Did you go to graveyard? No. No. This is Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing Fatima. Sayyidatul Nisa'i Ahli Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, she said, no, the Master alayhi salam said, if you went to graveyard, then you should not enter, you should not enter Jannah, meaning that it is haram. Obviously, Sayyida Fatima is the leader, so to show ladies, stay away from all this, not from a sabr, don't look at loopholes and all these things there, especially in this day and this age. So inshallah, 11:25, we will link up with Makkah, inshallah. Bring dua, barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.